If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I found an obscure forum thread about the Skinned Man. I wish I hadn't clicked it. Log 1 of 1. I should have closed the tab. I should have shut my laptop, gone to bed, and let the unease settle somewhere deep and forgotten. But like most bad decisions, it started with a rabbit hole I wasn't supposed to find. It was 2:17 a.m. on a Thursday. I was 6 pages deep on an obscure forum called the Hollow Index. Black background, lime green text. No ads, no mods. I wasn't even sure how I had gotten there. The last thing I remember searching was Appalachian folklore missing people. That's when I saw the thread. Have you seen the Skinned Man? No username, just a string of numbers for a handle. Like someone punched a keyboard and hit send. I clicked. He mimics people you love. He speaks in their voices, but his eyes never blink. If you answer the door after midnight, it won't be your family standing there. The post was dated 2013. The replies were worse. Don't speak to it. That's how it learns your voice. If it takes your skin, you don't die. You just watch. He lives on the outskirts, abandoned places, places we forgot. Some of the replies were just coordinates. One was a photo, a blurry grayscale shot of what looked like a crawl space or a well. The caption just said, "I heard her down there, but she wasn't crying. She was laughing." I wanted to believe it was all made up. A LARP thread. Some long-forgotten ARG. But then I scrolled to the last reply. "He's outside my window. He looks like my dad, but my dad died in 2004. He hasn't blinked in 30 minutes. That was posted 2 months ago. I bookmarked the page and shut my laptop, trying to shake the chill that crawled up my neck. I figured it would disappear in the morning. Just another creepypasta I'd forget. It didn't. The next night, I heard scratching. Not like a mouse or an animal. This was slow, deliberate. It started at the back door, right near the lock, and moved in long drags towards the kitchen window. My house backs up to the woods, and I'm not exactly in a high-traffic area. The nearest neighbor is a quarter mile down the road. I waited, phone in hand, for what felt like an hour. No sound, no motion lights. Just silence. I finally worked up the nerve to open the door. Nothing. No tracks. No wind. Not even bugs. That's when I started checking the windows every night. That's when I started locking my bedroom door. A few days later, I got an email. No subject line. No address I recognized. Just a black box image embedded in the message and two words typed beneath it. He's listening. I opened the image. It was the same grayscale photo from the forum, the one with the well. Except now, there was something in the corner. Not clear, just the suggestion of a shape. Hunched, elongated. Its face bent in a way that didn't make sense. Almost like it was trying to smile, but didn't know how. That night, I heard my mother's voice calling from downstairs. She died in 2018. I didn't answer. I just stood at the top of the staircase, listening as she moved from room to room. The footsteps didn't sound human. Too soft. Too slow. Like someone was trying to mimic how people walk, but didn't quite get it right. She stopped at the bottom of the stairs.
"Sweetheart," she said, in a voice that was almost right. "Why are you hiding from me?"
I whispered back. "You're not her." Silence. Then came the knock. Three soft raps on the wall behind me. Except, there was no wall behind me. Just my bedroom door, still locked. When I turned, the doorknob twitched. I didn't sleep that night. The next day I drove into town and bought motion sensors, cameras, and every deadbolt I could get my hands on. I told myself I was just being paranoid, but I kept thinking about that thread. About how the last reply sounded like someone's final message. I tried to go back to the site. It was gone 404. I even tried looking through cached pages in the Wayback Machine. Nothing. Like the site never existed. But the bookmarked tab still showed the title. Have you seen the Skinned Man? It was around that time I started seeing him. Not clearly, not directly. But I'd catch glimpses in the trees behind my house. A tall, narrow figure that never moved right.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It didn't sway like a person. It leaned crookedly. And when it walked, it didn't bend its knees. One night I was watching the feed from my backyard camera. I had set it up facing the woods. Nothing happened for hours. Then, without warning,
the trees stopped moving. Not a single branch stirred, even though the wind was howling. That's when I saw the figure. It stepped out from behind a tree, only halfway, just enough for the camera to catch the right side of its face. No eyelid, no blink. Its skin looked like it had been stitched on. Too pale, uneven. Its eye, one single milky white orb, stared at the camera for 13 minutes. Never moving, never blinking. Then the feed cut to static. When I went to check the camera the next morning, the lenses had been gouged out. There was no tracks. I started digging into the coordinates I saw in the forum. Most of them led nowhere. One led to a collapsed coal mine in West Virginia. Another to a dead-end trail near an old asylum. But one of them led to a town in Pennsylvania I had never heard of. Cinder Hollow. Population, zero. I checked the satellite images. The town had burned down in the 80s after a fire spread from a nearby landfill. A few buildings remained, but it had been abandoned ever since. Except, the coordinates pointed to a house still standing. No address, no road. Just a structure barely holding together, surrounded by blackened trees and half-burnt fences. I couldn't explain why, but I knew that place mattered. I told myself I wasn't gonna go. But the night before I made the drive, I had gotten another email. Same address. No subject. This one had a single image attached. It was a photo of me, standing at my bedroom window. Taken from the woods, the caption read, "You're almost ready." The drive to Cinder Hollow took 3 hours. The last stretch was all dirt road, pitting and barely passable. When I finally reached the clearing, I saw it. The house from the satellite photo. More rot than wood, sagging under its own weight. But it was still there. I parked and stepped out, every instinct in my body screaming to leave. The air smelled wrong, sweet and metallic, like rusted pennies and wet leaves. The ground was soft, spongy, almost like walking on something rotten. I approached the front door, which hung slightly open. Inside, the floorboards groaned like dying animals. The wallpaper peeled in sheets, and the air was heavy with moisture. Every step stirred up dust that smelled like something long dead. I found a staircase, and beneath it, a door. Small, cracked, leading to a cellar. My flashlight flickered as I opened it. The steps were slick with moisture. Moss crawled along the walls, and at the bottom was a well. The one from the photo. Its stones were damp, covered in handprints, red and brown and flaking. I took a step forward. That's when I heard it. My mother's voice. Then my father's. Then my own, all coming from the well. "Why did you look for me?" my voice asked. "You're not supposed to find me." The air changed, cold, dense. I turned to run, but the door slammed shut. And then I saw him. He rose out of the darkness, not crawling, not climbing, just emerging, like he was unfolding from the shadows themselves. The skinned man. His body was covered in patchwork skin, stitched in places, flayed in others. His limbs were too long, his fingers tapering into yellowed bony points. His face was a mask, too smooth, too tight, like it had been taken from a child. No eyes, no mouth, just a slit where the mouth should be. It twitched open with a wet, gasping sound filling the room. Then it mimicked me. Not my voice, my breath, my heartbeat, my screams. I don't remember escaping. One second I was in that basement, and the next I was stumbling through the trees, my face bleeding, clothes torn. My car door was open. The engine was cold. I had no memory of the last hour. But there were handprints on my rear window. Fleshless. Raw. When I got home, I smashed my laptop, burned the paper with the coordinates, deleted everything. But I still hear him. At night, I hear voices outside my door. Sometimes it's my mother. Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's the voice of someone I haven't met yet. But the one thing they all have in common? They don't blink. I know how this sounds, but I need you to believe me. If you find that forum, if you see that thread, don't answer the door. Don't go looking. And whatever you do, don't trust the voice of someone who doesn't blink.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.